What we are driving through is a totally different landscape now than it was during the Revolutionary War. The old Champlain Canal cut through the landscape on the east side of what is now U.S. Route 4. And 100 years later, the Champlain Barge Canal was constructed on the west side.
We are now on an island.
Hey, Ethan, you've got your head in your phone again. I know the app is good, but look where you are.
Oh my God, we are on an island.
Yeah, a man-made island, created by a man-made waterway. A man-made island, accessible by one-lane bridges that cross the barge canal. Baum has received his orders, and he's been sent to the head of the line. You know, this line of thousands of people. Baum is the first to arrive here with his 200 men, including Indian recruits. We have the diary of a German surgeon in the company of Baum's dragoons named Julius Vosmus. Here's the start of his account of the march to Bennington.
We found both banks of this river settled, with rather well-built houses, which were all empty. The beautiful wheat and rye fields were going to ruin.
Wait, the farmers leave their fields at the height of the harvest?
Okay, here's the playback.
We're sitting ducks
here! The fish are coming down the river!
The fish are coming a thousand strong!
And Indians!
Indians were spotted scouting from the underbrush, and everyone fled.
We passed several bridges and places where the enemy had camped. We saw grapes, although not ripe, as well as many bilberries, raspberries, and blackberries on both sides of the well-laid-out military road.
Right, they were hungry.
Under-provisioned?
So they were scavenging.
I bet that fruit looked irresistible.